Welcome to our True Crime Podcast with Brinley
and Sky.
Today we're going to be talking about
Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy is a serial killer, rapist, and necrophiliac. Ted Bundy was one of the most notorious criminals in the late 20th century, known to have killed at least 20 women in the 1970s and admitted to 36 murders.
Bundy confessed, like you're saying, to 36 murders of young women across several states in the 1970s, but experts believe that the final tally might be closer to 100 or more. The exact number of women Bundy killed will never be known. His killings usually followed a gruesome pattern. He often raped his victims before beating them to death.
A little fun fact about Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy actually did have a girlfriend. Elizabeth Colford, they were in a six-year relationship starting in 1969 when they met in a Seattle bar. She was a single mom of a young girl struggling with alcoholism, and Bundy took care of her, and she said he was warming and loving. In 1974, Colford started Bundy's crimes. When she questioned him about odd behaviors, he kept, keeping a meat cleaver in his desk. He used to charm to deflect her concerns. Colford secretly went to the police about Ted Bundy's suspicious behavior.
Okay, Ted Bundy was first arrested in the fall of 1974. Bundy moved to Utah and attended law school, and women began disappearing there as well. The following year, he was pulled over by the police. A search of his vehicle uncovered a cache of tools, a crowbar, a face mask, rope, and handcuffs. He was arrested for possession of these tools, and the police began to link them to much more sinister crimes. In 1975, Bundy was arrested for the kidnapping of Carol DeRoche, one of the few women to escape his clutches. He was convicted and received 1 to 15 year jail sentence.
Are you tired of your daily grind, looking for a getaway that is rejuvenating as it is adventurous? It's time to escape to Paradise Cove Resort, where relaxation meets excitement.
Nestled in the pristine shores of the tropical paradise, Paradise Cove Resort offers the unlimited island retreat for those seeking sun, sea, and serenity.
Picture yourself lounging by our crystal clear infinity pool, cocktail in hand, while our staff caters to your every need, or dive into the turquoise water and discover a vibrant underwater world.
So why wait? Escape to Paradise Cove Resort and let your worries melt away in the warm embrace of paradise. Book your stay now and experience the vacation of a lifetime.
Paradise Cove, where every moment is pure bliss.
Now back to true crime.
Bundy's good looks and charms and intelligence made him something of a celebrity during his trials. He fought for his life, but in July 1979 was convicted for the murders of Bowman and Lovely and given a death penalty twice. He spent 9 years on death row pleading for his sentence. In 1980, Bundy received another death sentence for Leach's murder. It was this sentence that led to his execution by electric chair in 1989. Trying to take his case to the U.S. Supreme Court, but he was turned down. He also offered information, one of unsolved murders, hoping to avoid the death penalty as a result, but couldn't delay punishment forever.
Since Ted Bundy was known as the most infamous serial killer, a lot of movies and books are written about him. Bundy's life has been a subject of numerous films, a series, and books attempting to shed light on his crimes. The Deliberate Stranger was produced in 1986 television movie featuring actor Mark Hammond as Bundy. One of the Bundy's lawyers called the film stunningly accurate. Another recent film made was called Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile, starring Zac Efron and Lily Collins as girlfriend Elizabeth Wolfer. It was actually produced in 2019 and became very popular by Sundance Film Festival.
Just to end on one of Ted Bundy's quotes, he said, "I don't feel guilty for anything. I feel sorry for people who feel guilt."
Thank you for listening to our podcast again with Sky
and Brinley.